There was a time not that long ago when the city of Pontiac employed about 800 workers. Today, there are 86. It's a staggering difference, and you can blame or thank Lou Schimmel for it. Schimmel was born and raised in this city. Now, he's its emergency financial manager. On a tour of Pontiac City Hall, he shows me offices where contractors have taken over whole city departments.
This entire area here is occupied by a company called Wade Trim, and Wade Trim is our building department.
Income tax division, privatized. Police and fire, outsourced. Same with trash pickup. Same with lighting. To some, Schimmel is Pontiac's financial savior. But Schimmel is well aware that others see him as a dictator installed by the state through an undemocratic process.
That's just flat out wrong. That's just flat out wrong. Not even close to the way it works.
You're not elected. You don't have to run for re-election.
I don't have to run for election, but I am appointed. I am appointed under an act that was passed by an elected legislature. So it is a democratic process in my book.
The extraordinary powers granted to emergency managers under Public Act 4 include the ability to nullify labor contracts, ignore city charter provisions, and pass ordinances. Schimmel helped draft those changes after working under an earlier version of the law. He's actually been working under that older law since August. That's when a state elections board placed Proposal 1 on the ballot and Public Act 4 was suspended. Schimmel says without the powers granted under Public Act 4, appointees like him cannot effectively bail cities out of their financial messes. But critics say cities' financial health is not the main goal of the law.
The focus is to pillage the infrastructure from these cities and to get it in the private hands.
That's Kermit Williams. He's a Pontiac City Councilman.
And so it says if you're poor enough, then we can strip you of your democracy. If your city falls below a certain tax base, then you're gone.
Williams doesn't have a whole lot to do at City Hall these days, since he's basically a bench warmer until the state declares Pontiac's financial emergency over. So in the run-up to the November election, he's been going door-to-door, asking people to vote no on Proposal 1. While he's canvassing, Williams points out streets in need of repair and a utility line that snakes across a sidewalk near where some children are playing. On one block, Williams stands in front of a house gutted by fire where people have been dumping trash.
You see this purple home? If they had dealt with it when we first got a complaint, never would have caught fire. The sad part about it is, on that corner, it's the school. And so every day, going to school, kids have to see this.
So you think all these things that you've pointed out to me would be done differently if you were under the regular, you know, mayor-council setup?
I think that if these things weren't dealt with, like, for example, I'm responsible for this area. If these things weren't dealt with, the people would be trying to get rid of me. And I'm up for election next year. Emergency manager doesn't have a timeline. He can stay forever.
It's meant to be a temporary situation.
That's State Representative Al Pasulka. He sponsored the emergency manager law, and he says the biggest criticism of the statute is off base.
It's not anti-democratic. I'll tell you, the most anti-democratic is federal bankruptcy court. That is probably the most undemocratic process that you could go through.
And Pasulka and others say that's the specter that looms if Public Act 4 is wiped off the books. Pasulka says bankruptcy would be unpredictable and its effects could cascade across the state. Supporters of the repeal say lawmakers need to go back to the drawing board and come up with an alternative that doesn't trample voting rights and that will help cities and schools stay viable once an emergency manager packs up and leaves. I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.